The country is slowly climbing out of the pandemic-induced recession, but there are dramatic differences in the recovery, even among neighboring states. For example, New Hampshire's unemployment rate is 2.9%, while the rate here in neighboring Massachusetts is more than twice that. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks explains, there's more than one explanation for that gap.
Lately, New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, has been bragging about jobs.
There are tens of thousands of high-paying jobs across the state available today. New Hampshire continues to have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country.
At the height of the pandemic last year, New Hampshire's unemployment rate climbed to 16%. Today, the state's 2.9% jobless rate is among the lowest in the nation. That means New Hampshire businesses are desperate for workers, especially in the state's hospitality industry. Here at the Waterhouse Restaurant in Peterborough, New Hampshire, soft-shell crabs are on the menu and business is brisk. But General Manager Linda Quintanilla says she can't find enough staff to fully reopen.
So half the patio is closed and half the dining room is closed. Right now, I could use dishwashers for sure, two more cooks. Servers probably in August when the kids go back to school will be short.
Many New Hampshire businesses are offering hiring bonuses to attract workers. For example, a trucking company outside of Concord is offering qualified drivers $10,000 bonuses.
I thought they accidentally put an extra zero on.
Richard Lavers is New Hampshire's Deputy Commissioner of Employment Security.
That gives you a sense of the level of desperation for that type of worker.
In neighboring Massachusetts, there's also competition for workers, but demand is much more uneven. Before the pandemic, the two states had similar unemployment rates. But the latest jobless rate in Massachusetts is just over 6%, more than double New Hampshire's rate. That means a lot more people like Carol and Sandy of Boston are looking for work.
So it's really hard on me because I have a mortgage. And I have my car loan, and I have my bills, and,
Sandy is an immigrant from Kenya who cares for her elderly mother and 11-year-old son. She's the family's sole breadwinner and had a full-time housekeeping job in a Boston hotel. But when the pandemic hit, it was especially tough for downtown hotels and other businesses in big cities like Boston that relied on conferences and foreign travelers. So her hours were cut way back, and now she's struggling.
What I'm also getting from unemployment is peanuts. It's also my nightmare because I worry a lot about my mortgage. So I'm stuck between a rock and a stone, and then I just leave it to God.
So why is the jobless rate in Massachusetts more than twice as high as it is in neighboring New Hampshire? Some conservatives suggest it might be because Republican governors, including Sununu of New Hampshire, ended the $300 federal supplement for unemployed workers, while Massachusetts kept it. But the gap between New Hampshire and Massachusetts existed well before Sununu cut the unemployment benefit. So Michael Goodman, an economist at UMass Dartmouth, offers a different explanation.
Massachusetts is socially, economically, racially, ethnically more diverse than New Hampshire, more densely populated than New Hampshire.
Goodman points out the pandemic hit immigrant, black and brown, and working class communities the hardest, and that New Hampshire is much whiter and less urban. This helps explain why rural states like Vermont, South Dakota, Kansas, and Kentucky have relatively low unemployment rates, while states with large urban centers, including California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, have some of the highest rates. Goodman says another key factor is how hard states were hit by the pandemic.
Massachusetts shut down quite early, quite comprehensively, with very, very few exceptions.
Massachusetts was hit harder by the pandemic, particularly early on. New Hampshire had a more relaxed approach to COVID restrictions and lifted them completely in March, nearly 2 months ahead of Massachusetts. So economists say the intensity of the pandemic and how states responded has a lot to do with how well they're doing today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.